And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Caroline Helm and James Hebert. Yes, that's KRVS. Is James Hebert with us in the studio?
That's me.
And it's not fundraiser.
No. But you can still pledge at any time.
Still could, that's right. And what a great song idea, James. We're going to have you write one for this upcoming fundraiser.
Okay. Oh, good idea. Okay.
Well, we're talking about songs because we're talking about a New Moon Review, the New Moon Review, which Caroline Helm, my other guest, founded how many years ago?
2008.
2008. Mm-hmm. So this is the eighth one
yes,
already.
The eighth one.
And I hope that a number of our guests got to hear, our listeners got to hear some of the music that you mm-hmm. all played. It's a wonderful preview of what's going to be going on Saturday. But for those of our listeners who have neither attended a New Moon Review or really aren't sure about what that concept is, if you could just kind of encapsulate, again, why you started it and mm-hmm. how you would describe it.
Okay. Well, I started it because I wanted a place to feel safer to present my own songs, which I then chickened out of and made a place for a whole bunch of other people to do
yes,
that.
They've all noticed that, Caroline.
But I did do it once. I did the sixth one. So I did end up doing it finally. But what it is, it's kind of a variety show style, like an old-time variety show. And I get six songwriters, mostly people that are not necessarily known for their songwriting. Every once in a while, there will be somebody, but normally maybe it's a drummer of another band or someone who only sings Cajun music or someone who works at KRVS and has never written any songs at all, or hasn't shared them at least with the world. And they write three songs apiece. I take those three songs, give it to a wonderful band, which includes Joel Savoy, Cal Stevenson, Danny DeVillier, normally Chris Stafford, but this time it's Chaz Justice, and they learn their songs, and then the presenter gets to present his or her songs as, like, the front man of a band, of an incredible band, of, like, the best band.
That you have supplied. The
yes.
best band,
yes.
seasoned, relaxed, amazing
yes.
musicians.
And they have gotten so good together now that they've done, I mean, 10 different genres together over 8 periods of time. They are so, it's so good. So that's what it is.
Well, and I would say one thing that I've been so impressed with, again, over the years of you all coming here to talk mm-hmm. about it, is just how carefully planned this whole event is. Mm-hmm. It's going to be taking place this Saturday mm-hmm. At the Blue Moon. It starts around 9 o'clock. But you start this process months before, talking with people who might be interested, mm-hmm. carefully planning practice sessions, rehearsal sessions, making sure their material is in. So
yes.
it's a really thoughtful process. And it almost reminded me, you know, this whole last semester, Yvette Landry has been in our studios uh-huh. teaching a songwriting class.
Okay, really?
And,
okay, cool.
You know, we've kind of been in with her on the process mm-hmm. hearing about some of her lesson plans and watching mm-hmm. the students come in and experiencing some of their emotions. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, you're really giving a number of these musicians a course in songwriting. You're relying on their talent mm-hmm. and desire, but you're carefully guiding them through this process. And
sometimes, a little bit.
Well, you're not over yeah. their shoulder grading
their
works, obviously. And I've been here with mm-hmm. James throughout the time that he's been working on the songs. So let's for those people out there who are just so glad they're out where you can't see them and ask them to write songs, Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you look like you could be a good person to write a song. James, I want you to describe, we were talking a little bit before about that process. Now, you would never have described yourself as a songwriter before Caroline asked you to do this. You're into music. You've been in a choir for a long time, a church choir, and you've kind of played party guitar.
Yes, that's yes. right.
So have you ever fancied writing words that would go with music?
Well, not really, other than just kidding around with my friends and my kids. You know, you kind of replace lyrics of songs. Sometimes we would, as college kids, replace them with Cajun French lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe writing stuff, you know, a little nursery rhymey type stuff. And then I did know that I was able to make stuff rhyme when at several times some of my family members would rely upon me to create invitations for, like, birthday parties, wedding showers, invitations, that needed to have a theme and rhyme. And I discovered that I was pretty quick at being able to do that kind of stuff. So in that regard, I knew that I could, but I wasn't known for it in any capacity. So anyway, at that time, Caroline just called me up. And Caroline and I have been friends for a number of years, and we do have a kinship in that we're kind of a class clown type personality. And so she knew that when she called me that I wouldn't be able to say no. And
or you'd never sit over a campfire with her again.
Yeah, and
exchange jokes.
My whole thing is you just don't say no. Mm-hmm. If Caroline Helm calls you and invites you to do this, you don't miss those kind of opportunities because mm-hmm. they don't come around. Mm-hmm. So after saying yes and then learning of the timeline, there are deadlines that assist you in the process. So once you set a deadline and you agree to it, then you know the first process was we had to submit at least the chords, the general sound of the song. The lyrics weren't important at that time. Well, one of the reasons why I was able to immediately say yes was that my son is a musician and he's a music teacher, and he's also written and arranged for the whole band that he plays in. And as you know, Colin, your son, has played with him before. And those young folks play several different instruments, and they have all the recording gear that you could need. So I knew that Alex would be able to help me with that. So that first deadline, he had created what we did at home is I bought one of those electronic keyboards and I had a guitar and I just kind of hummed and sang a little bit. And then he recorded that on his iPhone, went home, and like 2 days later had these arrangements on MP3 that I could then hum over, sing over, and give to Caroline to give to Joel and Chaz and all the musicians. So then the next deadline was not until my rehearsal, but I had Caroline, Christy Guillory, and Alex, my son, as my backup singers. So I had to create then the songs for them to hear with their possible harmonies and parts. So there were along the way markers and indicators of my progress that had to be submitted, so to speak. So these little deadlines, once I would get to them successfully, then I could breathe a little bit and then move on to the next one. And so it is set up to where the musicians have enough time to hear what you have, to process that, to rehearse you leading up to Tuesday night when everyone did their final rehearsal. And then when I was talking to Cal about their task ahead is they individually now are reviewing this music on their own. And I don't know how many songs it comes out to be, but it's a lot.
18
songs. And they're amazing guys to watch and just to be around in their element and, you know, their nonverbal communication when they're creating these arrangements. And then they do offer you a little bit about, you know, what you've created and how it might work that night. So you're always thinking of where you are in the bill as far as the lineup, what's the environment going to be like, who the audience is. So by the time you finish with the process of presenting, honing, polishing and rehearsing, you do have a lot more confidence and feel like you're supported by just a bunch of fun friends, and yet you do still have the butterflies and the challenge of pulling it off and, you know, making sure that you rise up to the level that everybody before you and after you, because I mean Tommy Shreve and Danny DeVillier, Megan Brown, who we heard today, all these folks really deliver, so there's a lot of pressure, but at the same time, it's family, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, you're talking about musicians who obviously are used to being on stage, but not all of them have written songs. Megan was saying this morning mm-hmm. that she had never written songs before, mm-hmm. so her butterflies were
yes.
definitely
yeah.
there in thinking about presenting her own work. Mm-hmm. And I did laugh at how quick Cecil was to say when you were saying that he might be able
yeah.
to write songs. Nothing to say. Nothing.
Yeah.
That
oh, yeah.
Response.
It is. I can, and you know, from doing it that one time when I was the performer, I mean, it is really scary. Not the night of, but to sit down with Joel Savoy, Cal Stevenson, Chris Stafford, and Danny DeVillier and present your three songs.
And what is that? Because obviously you've performed on stage before. You could get up and recite a poem for people on stage. You could. What is it about your own song that really seems to be causing even good musicians to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone gets that nervous before they. I mean, I don't. Every single person I can think of that did the New Moon Review admits that they were really nervous, even good musicians, before they presented those three songs.
Well, what were your songs about? Just what were your subjects?
Mine was, there was the Package Deal, which was kind of about my my manhood and my femininehood coming together, kind of, about being, having this, like, but it's funny. It was silly. And then I did a slow one. That was very vulnerable for me. I did a serious one about how scared I am to have people watch me, basically. Mm-hmm. That was very scary. Oh, and I forgot what the first one. Oh, I did It's All About Me, which is one I had done with the Figs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess a more humorous song would be the easier one to present to people. Get them to laugh. And,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely go that route. That's my little...
Well, and coming out of your experience with jingles and writing things that are light.
Yeah. But they're light, but they have a, like, It's All About Me. That was a very cathartic song for me. It was realizing how selfish I am. You know, like, it's, some people take it very literally. They're like, golly, she's narcissistic. And I mean, I am. But it was a song that helped me process my own narcissism in a way. You know, like, yeah, it's all about me, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, I do have these moments, and guess what? So do you. And,
sorry, turn it
you
back
know,
on the audience.
We all have these things that we don't necessarily like, and it helps me to laugh at them in a song.
Right. But I guess that's the wonderful thing about good songwriting, is that people who are hearing it will feel themselves in it as well. It isn't all about you.
Yeah.
It's all about the audience.
The song is actually about how it's not all about me.
That's right.
But I'm saying it's all about me.
Well, James, so what's the subject of your three songs or subjects?
Well, I had in my head about five or six when Caroline first approached me, and I tried my best to get a couple of them to come full circle, and a couple of them didn't work out, so it was kind of like the process of elimination, actually. I was really confident in knowing that I could create one is in the tradition of Indian, like, chants, Asian Indian chants, but with Cajun French language. And being a yoga teacher, we always do, you know, a little bit of chanting and stuff. And so I knew that if I created that, that would also help me to kind of get rid of the jitters in the performance that night and to kind of get into voice and stuff like that. Because I do sing in the choir in church and have had the experience of having to step up and do a song cold and just hit the first note by myself without my tenor section, you know, all together singing with me. So I kind of set that up for selfish reasons. But the other songs, one of them is kind of a funny, fun Cajun sort of dance song, and it's about not being embarrassed to get out and dance and have fun. And, you know, generally, you know, that we shouldn't be taking ourselves all that seriously. And so that was helpful for me just to say, hey, look, this is just a fun night. Don't get too serious about it. You are not that kind of person anyway. And then the other one is kind of a reggae tune that's really kind of infused with the whole idea that we've been talking about, is that it's all about your state of mind. And if that you get too much anxiety or fear around something creative like this, that you really block your creative imagination and the process won't be fun and it won't happen. And that you need to trust the spirit of it being from something good and fun. And so while all that stuff would come to me when I'd be cutting my grass or working in the yard or jogging or just doing something where I was kind of by myself, and this stuff would come to me. So they're going to be fun songs, and we're going to have fun presenting them, but they do have a little bit of a message in them. And I always felt like if I was going to do this and I only had this one shot, whether I ever got up on stage ever again, that I would try to make it something kind of close to me and kind of in my zone so that I wasn't imitating somebody else or trying to present something that's out of my league.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I like, you know, using the musical styles you're talking about, obviously something from your life, music that we have here at KRVS. It's very much within the sphere of music that you move in and work in, whether it's working on your artwork or around the house. So that's a very comfortable place for you to be. And I think everyone who hears it will appreciate that.
I hope
that
so.
You're not
they
imposing
will.
Some kind of style.
It is so, his songs are so authentic to James. They really are. And I like what you said about how you didn't, trying to get too complicated. They're simple. And this is his first time writing songs. And so that's why, like, the bar is just relative. Like, to how, you know, how many songs you've written. If this is your first time writing songs, then don't try to overdo it. You know, like, be simple. Be a first-time songwriter. Because usually your first, I mean, they're awesome for first-time song. They're awesome, period. But they're really awesome considering they're his first three songs.
Right. I want to tell people who may just be tuning in, my guests are Caroline Helm and James Hebert, talking about the New Moon Review that takes place this Saturday at the Blue Moon Saloon. Starts around 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And Caroline founded the New Moon Review. She created it. And it's been going on now for 8 years. This is
It's not 8 years. It's eight.
Eight moons.
Yes.
Eight reviews have happened.
Yeah.
And James, who works here at KRVS, has been a musician for a while in various ways. It's his first time writing songs and actually performing them for people. But the interesting fact that the two of you have been wordsmiths for a while, that you were called upon by either interest, inclination, or family to come up with words, that's the part that just stops most people. Mm-hmm. They can't get that far. But James talking about thinking about it as he's mowing the grass, that words just come to him. And that's a gift if you're going to be a songwriter, to have words come easily to you. And I mean, do you find that, James, when you think of
and I have this policy of not saying no to anything that if you do have a gift, you have to share it. So I was like, if someone else really, really wanted this but didn't have that gift of being able to make stuff rhyme and work stuff out, then you know, that's a shame that if you have that ability and you can pull it off, that you at least don't take that risk and give it a try.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
All right.
Because I used to
manifesto for the review.
I used to be very I used to get passionate and angry, actually, as a teenager and in my 20s when I didn't think I had any talent. I believed I had no talent at all. I'm talking none. I would repeat that over and over. Like, my mom's an artist. How did I end up with no creativity? And I'd be so angry with my friends that had obvious talent, like a singer, someone who's just phenomenal, and they weren't using it. It would frustrate me to a very core level. But then I realized that I did have that, and I just wasn't in touch with it. And that's why I ask people that aren't necessarily songwriters, because I know we're all holding in a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, someone will say, James Hebert, I mean, he doesn't write songs. I'm like, when are you going to get the point? When are you going to stop being so close-minded?
Well, I love the fact that you say that this was something you went through as a young person, this convincing yourself that you didn't have talent, but at the same time being angry with those people who didn't see the talent inside themselves. And and now you encourage it. You actively encourage it with the New Moon Review. And who knows where that is leading people. You've opened up a world
and
to some
I'm
people.
Learning from them. I'm sitting back, like, watching. Like, I'm learning a lot from everybody that's come through. So that, I think I also have that small ulterior motive.
Well, has this encouraged? And tell us about your jingles, because that's songwriting too.
Yeah. Well, I actually get most people, most of the jingles, I get other people to write them. I've written some of them, but just because it's so much, I just don't have time to do it. But yeah, that's how I got these really awesome musicians, was to get people to sponsor the show so that I can pay these guys and then make them love the show. But at first I was like, how am I going to get these guys to want to do this random idea? You know? So, yeah, so we write the songs for the businesses, and it's, you know, it's fun for them to hear. It's fun to write them. It's fun to sing them. It's an old way of advertising that worked. Mm-hmm. We still have – well, I don't know why we don't do more jingles.
Yeah, those audio logos businesses look for. So, obviously, that comes easy to you. You don't mind that. That's not a personal
– It's a, oh, no, no. It's a challenge. Mm-hmm. It's a challenge because you want to do it right. You want to – I mean, they're paying money. So you want to make sure it's good. It's a mm-hmm. challenge. I would write them all if it wasn't a challenge.
Well, now, after having had the experience, James, of writing these songs and being very thoughtful about it, obviously, you know, you just didn't sort of open up your journal and kind of stick some thoughts or a few words on there. You're really thinking not only about what you want to say, but the effect that it will have on those around you. It's kind of a teaching moment in a way for others who are listening to you. But has the experience made you think about writing more songs? Would you like to do more of them?
Well, one of the reasons why I said yes was I knew that it would be an opportunity for Alex and I, my son, to work together because he's a great musician and he's a good arranger and singer songwriter in his own right. But the most we would ever do is break out the guitar at a crawfish boil and sing maybe something that we knew together, which there was a few songs, but we never actually had to work together to work something out. And so I knew that this would be a pretty cool experience. And then when I could bring him in as a backup singer and be part of the whole process, that it would be something for my whole family to experience. Beyond that, now we know we could, if we wanted to, play around with that kind of stuff. And he got a fiddle for his graduation. He just graduated from UL. And so that was a big deal. So now if we want to, we can have more fun with it, you know, just from a family back porch kind of traditional house dance. And then to be around these folks in their world and to experience that. I knew was going to be of great value. And who knows? I mean, I don't know if it's ever going to be anything more, but that's one thing you can cross off the bucket list. Mm-hmm. You know,
I've
you
done
got
it.
To sing.
I've performed it.
The Blue Moon, yeah.
But, you know, everyone who knows you knows about your amazing stories that you tell of life from down the bayou. And certainly we all admire songwriters and we all have songwriters who touch us deeply who tell the stories of their life, you know, from a very particular part of the world. And who knows where that might lead.
Some of the songs that didn't make it were more down the bayou-ish than anybody would know because it was too much about things that people wouldn't like. They'd be like, what's that? What's a Be God No? Or, you know, what's this or what's that? And so I did nix a couple of tunes that might still have life just for fun, you know, otherwise. But I was really mindful of who was going to be at the event and if they would even hear what I had to say, you know. And so some of it might get lost, but the spirit of it, I think, is all about, you know, having a good time and being with friends and having fun and being confident and not being in another place.
Well, we'll look forward to that album of Down the Bayou songs someday. this Saturday, the New Moon Review will be at the Blue Moon Saloon. It starts around 9 o'clock. Caroline Helm created the New Moon Review, and it is just encouraging and inspiring songwriters like James Hebert, of course, who works here at KRVS. He'll be joined by his son and great backup singers. And there will be six singer-songwriters,
and also Northside Eric and the Southside Playboys are opening, and that's with Eric Schecksnyder, who's a New Moon Review veteran.
All right,
so I always have a veteran opening.
Okay, they'll start at 9 o'clock?
Blue
Moon, 9 o'clock. Okay, and then the singer-songwriters after
that? But come at 9.
Okay, come
please
at
come
9
at 9 so we can start on time.
And it can be a wonderful, friendly experience. You can purchase tickets at the door at the Blue Moon.
Yes.
And if you'd like to know more about it, do you all have a website, a Facebook
page? I have a Facebook page.
Okay. Called the New Moon Review?
Yep. New Moon Review. It's New Moon Review event, but it's open to everyone. So
okay. Check it out, and you can find out more about it if you've not gone to one yet, or if you're a closet songwriter and you want to go and be inspired.
We need to say who's in it. Who those songwriters are, real quick. The ones that we're having are Mr. James Hebert, Andrew Toops, Jesse Lalonde, Megan Brown, Tommy Shreve,
Danny DeVilliers.
And Danny DeVilliers. Yes.
All right. He's not just going to be in the background playing.
Nope.
He'll be singing.
Well, he's not singing, but he's going to be playing fiddle and guitar.
All right. Well, that's all this Saturday. And if you'd like to know more about it, the performers or what takes place, their Facebook page is mm-hmm. available. Again, the New Moon Review, James Hebert will be participating this year as well. Thank you all.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.